State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. There are more than 200,000 young people in Michigan who aren't working and aren't in school. For many of them, getting off the fringe of society won't be easy. There's one place in Lansing, a business that is more than willing to work with these kids. It's called Peckham Industries, and a shift is just about to end on one of their manufacturing lines, so it's a little more quiet than usual. A few people are assembling harnesses for protective vests the military has ordered from Peckham. Others are sitting straight back at souped-up sewing machines with cords and cables everywhere. This manufacturing business is just one of five different businesses Peckham runs in a unique relationship with people like James. He's a worker and a client.
I'm learning how to cooperate with other people. I don't know, it's a nice work environment.
James isn't really working in manufacturing yet. He's just 16 years old.
I'm too young to make things. Like, there is people making things, but no, I just do like the littlest jobs, like fold clothes and stuff, like take stickers off of them.
Somebody needs to fold the clothes. At Peckham, the people doing the simplest to the most complicated tasks all have barriers to employment. The bulk of Peckham's workforce slash client base are adults with disabilities and refugees from other countries. But about 10% are young people like James. He's here as a condition of his probation.
Like, people look at me different because the stuff I've done in my life. But here it's like you see all kinds of people. So it's like it's real cool to see people that actually get along, that's different races, that has different disabilities and stuff.
The people at Peckham think they can change how others see James and how he sees himself by putting him in a real work environment. Not to teach him how to fold clothes, of course, but soft skills. Things like how to cooperate, follow through, how to thrive in a professional environment.
There weren't very many agencies in our community that were stepping up for this group other than Peckham.
Scott Leroy works for the county court system. He's in charge of trying to get teens like James back on track. For some of them, that means going to Peckham.
The community passed the juvenile justice millage 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago now. And from that, the court pays Peckham for the Crossroads program.
For its part, Peckham makes some of its money from those contracts and some from its social enterprises, like a farm and the factories. The whole place has a vaguely Mr. Rogers neighborhood feel to it. People say hi to each other in the halls. The building's bright. There's a ton of art everywhere. Vegetable gardens outside the windows. And don't forget the actual factory in the middle. Leroy says for these young people, being in a nice environment is part of the point.
When kids are doing well, it should feel good to them.
The program isn't cheap. The young people get trained, they get paid, and there's transportation. But it is working. There are about 100 kids in James's program now. Fewer than 10% of the kids over the past 2 years have re-offended. Most of them are in college now or working full-time.
Yeah, it goes back to that. As a community, we pay now or we pay later.
Peckham is just part of the puzzle for James, who still has a lot of challenges ahead of him.
I got to set my mind towards school more. It seems like that I've been slacking for the past couple months. I don't know, like, I'm doing all right, but I was doing better. I don't know, I just got to step up to the plate.
The point of this place is to give James skills and another chance. With State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.